My Life Today, November 5. The Shield of Faith. Equipped for Victory. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith in God's Word, prayerfully studied and practically applied, will be our shield from Satan's power and will bring us off conquerors through the blood of Christ. When souls are converted, their salvation is not yet accomplished. They then have the race to run. The arduous struggle is before them to do what? To fight the good fight of faith, to press forward to the mark for the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. There is no release in this warfare. The battle is lifelong and must be carried forward with determined energy proportionate to the value of the object you are in pursuit of, which is eternal life. Immense interests are here involved. We are made partakers of Christ's self-sacrifice here in this life, and then we are assured that we shall be partakers of all its benefits in the future immortal life, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Think of this. The promise is, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Maintain to the last your Christian integrity, and do not murmur against God. Consider that eternal interests are here involved. You cannot afford to become discouraged and cast away your confidence. The Lord loves you. Trust in the Lord. The Lord Jesus is your only hope. Make sure work for eternity. You must not murmur or complain or condemn yourself. Neglect no means of grace. Encourage your soul to believe and to trust in God. In the Lord we have righteousness and strength. Lean upon Him, and through His power you may quench all the fiery darts of the adversary and come off more than conqueror.